Parshas Kisisa
is always land. Post Purim, Matzei Purim. And the shaila is why? What's the hemshech? What's the shaychus? What's the Rebbein Shalom trying to tell us? Kayadua, Parshas Kisisa speaks about Kabbalah Satorah. But unfortunately, Kabbalah Satorah gone wrong. Soru Maher Min Aderech Asher Tzivisi Osam Lohem Ego Masecho. Vayishtachvu lo vayizbichu lo vayomru elo alohecho Yisrael asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's the chapella. It's the obvious question. Everyone struggles when reading our parsha. The door deyaf. The door that experienced and witnessed everything. Clarity should be clarity. And they involve themselves in the most irrational, enigmatic practice that we can't wrap our hands around. It's just like a parsha that we can't relate to. That they could see nisim uneflos gluyim lefanecha. And they can actually build an edifice and think, this is what took us out of Mitzrayim. How do we approach this parsha? How do we understand this kriya? It's like, it's so foreign. It's unfathomable. What in the world is going on here? Marav Rabbeisai, when Moshe Rabbeinu is holding the luchas, the michtav elikim, the pasuk says as follows: Vayishma Yeshua es kol ha'om, vayomer el Moshe kol milchama b'machane. Yeshua tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, I think there's a war downstairs. I think there's a milchama going on. Zokt Moshe Rabbeinu vayomer ein kol anois gvura ve'ein ein kol anois chalusha kol anois anoichi shomea. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's not giborim atzoyakim nitzachon, it's not a regular war. What was Yoshua? What was Yoshua mistaken, Moshe Rabbeinu correcting him? Sounds like there's a whole like toast of like what the sounds of going on, listening to the Chet HaEgel. What's the purpose of this parsha, of this conversation, of this discourse between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua? Rabbi Sai, there's a Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah says something startling. The Medrash Rabbah says, the Medrash compares two statements. The statement of Kabbalah Satorah of Nasev and Nishma, the statement that was so Noah, was the most beautiful moment in Klal Yisrael's history, of subjugating and becoming Avdei Hashem. And then the Medrash asked, but was it Noah for them to say, Elo Elohecha Yisrael? Frekta Beis Halevi in our Parsha. How could the Medrash make such a ridiculous comparison? Shemo Noah Elohem Lidroish, Elo Elohecha Yisrael. What are you comparing over here? From the depths of the abyss to the highest point in Klal Yisrael, You have a shaklamatari of which one is Noe, and if that's also Noe, it's a pliatsuma what the Medrash presents. Shemo Noe, Elu Elohecha Yisrael. It's the most embarrassing moment in Klal Yisrael. When we had this episode that we can't even wrap our fingers on around. They made a golden calf and they said, this is what took us out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yisrael, like, what's going on in this week's parasha? How do we relate to it? And what is this Medrash saying? Shema Noe? Are you talking?
Teretz is, we misunderstand the Chet Egelus. We look at this Chet of Klal Yisrael going off the track, Klal Yisrael maneuvering and now being involved in what? In Avodah Zarah. They chucked it. That's not what happened. Rabbi said, listen carefully and understand how relatable this parsha is. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Samach Gimel and Aleph that I think is a mitzvah lefarsim, Rabbi Yisai, that sheds light on our parsha, that allows us to understand and really relate to this week's parsha. Kol ha-meshatev shem shamayim v'dover acher neker min ha-oilem sh'ne'emar bilti la-Hashem levadoi. Morris says, "Ilav vov shebehelucha." Klal Yisrael were involved in the following transgression when they violated Cheta Ega. It was the vov they added to Heelucha. Sheivu Elohus Harbe. They were transgressed the following type of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi said, there's a new type of Avodah Zarah that you have to be aware of. That's Usur to Klal Yisrael, and it's actually, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not even Usur to Bnei Noyah. You know what that Avodah Zarah is? Anyone know what that Avodah Zarah is? Kol ha-meshatev shem Anyone who joins with a vav, ilmole vav shebe'alucha, the vav hechibur, the vav that connects, the vav that makes something else and adds to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Das is Avodah Zarah also.
Where did that shita first come about in Klal Yisrael's history? They weren't making a new god. They weren't rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila. They were joining another power that they relate to. They were being meshatef, another shame to the existence of Hashem. This is the Avodah Zarah of Shituf. This is what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling us. And that's the Chiddush of the Medrash. The Chiddush of the Medrash is Anasev and Nishma is an acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ligamre. Vav Shebe'alucha Chet HaEgel was not a rejection of the Rabbeinu Shalom creating the world, of the Rabbeinu Shalom controlling the world. It's just, why can't the Rabbeinu Shalom create and control the world with this other entity as well having significance in the world? That was the Chet HaEgel. And a person could rationalize. A person could say, I believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. I believe in his chashivas. But I also believe that there's a place for others. There's also something else that could be mishatev, that could be his shutuf, that could be his partner. Rabbi Yisai, this is the chet of where Klal Yisrael fell. There's a lot to be marach on this. But this is what the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. They weren't involved in outright Avodah Zarah. They were involved in Shituf. What does Shituf mean, Rabbi Yisai? It means I serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. I accept the Rabbeinu Shalom. But it has to work out with my own existence. It has to be compatible with what? With my craftsmanship of my God that I could relate to, and my life that I could be miyatzer also. The Rabbeinu Shalom, let's be partners in this world. Rabbeinu Shalom says, a person who has ani, a person who has an ounce of gaiva, ain ani yochel lodur itoy biyachad in this world. That's the Gemara in Saita. A person has to be mevatel himself. A person could conclude and think, Eilu Elokecha Yisrael, let's join up with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chiddush of the Medrash is the Moli Vav Shebe'alucha is that's not Avodas Hashem. Nasa V'nishma is Avodas Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Rotzen is what's Kriveya and nothing else. Everything else is Avodas Zara. Shituf also is all Avodas Zara. Joining in Koichas is Avodas Zara. Sfas Emes tells us something incredible. Sfas Emes tells us something that we would never think on our own. Sfas Emes says, you know where the Chet HaEgel came from? It was the impact and the effect of Melchemes Amalek before Maimon Har Sinai. Amalek's whole essence is to believe in God. Amalek believes in God. Amalek thinks that, come on, there couldn't be a world without God existent, without God creating this Maisa Bereshis and the whole Sefer Bereshis and Parshas Bereshis and Vahiyah B'yom Arisha B'yom HaShen B'yom HaShlish. Amalek's taina is, why can't that exist and why can't that be in the future? But why does that have to be Tachas HaShemayim right now in my life? Why is that relevant now? Why can't there be a God, was, will be, and right now will be Meshatif myself? That's Amalek. Zochti Oshur Rabbeisai Hafla Befele. He was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Milchama Ani Shoimeya. You think that this is just a party, a celebration, that they're just throwing out and they're starting to be Ovid Avodah Zarah? Nein, says Yoshua. This, who was in charge? Who was the general in the Milchama in Bishalach Rabbeisai? Who was in charge? Who was the general in Milchemes Amalek, Rabbi Isai? Yeshua. Fabi Cholem Bilochem Amalek. That's why the Meiri says in Megillah Daf Beis of the Beis, why is it that the Ir Mukavetz Chaima me Mois Yeshua Ben Nun? Because he's the only one who understands Amalek. And the entire story of Purim is Milchemes Amalek. And that's why L'dayre Dairis, the year that's going to be Shushan Purim, is going to be Mois Yeshua Ben Nun, Zokta Meiri. Zok Yoshua to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not Stam Avodah Zarah. Kol Milchama, this relates back to Parshas Bishalach. Anyone who interacted with Amalek, anyone who, even if they were victorious, but they were influenced by Amalek's spell, by the Zuama of Amalek, has this doubt, has this question, and says, why can't I be an Eved Hashem, but also be Meshatef myself? That's Haman HaRasha. That's Haman. Haman says, I am Shavah to the Melech. Look, he says to his wife, Zeresh, you know who the Melech's inviting to the party? Me and the Melech. Haman, I am like the Melech. We're Pasi. We're Shutfim. We're Shituf. We can exist biyachad. That's the Muhammad of Amalek. The Rabbeinu Shalom is kaveh everything that's tachas hashamayim, loy tishkoch. It's all the rotzen abayre. Without shituf, where does Hamoli come from? Where does Haman come from, Rabbi Yisai? Hamin ha'etz hazeh, from the chet of etz hadas, from the nochash, Rabbi Yisai, the Arizal says. What does the nochash say, Rabbi Yisai? Chava, you don't want to eat from this? What's the problem? You scared? You know why the Rabbeinu Shalom said you can't eat from that? The Yisem Kelaikim, because they're going to be two, a dynamic duo. Because then there's going to be Shituf. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want Shutfim. What was the Nachash saying? He was establishing Chet HaEgel. He wasn't outright being Ovid Avodah Zarah. No. He was saying, why can't there be a partner with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Why can't there be you and the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Yisem Kelaikim. what you want matters also. Let's join together. Let's join forces. And let's create a new lifestyle. That's where Haman comes into existence. That's where Chet Ha'Egel begins. Gemara says that Matan Torah, the first time in Jewish history that the spell, the Zuama of the Nachash, ceased to exist, that we were supposed to not have Misa in the world anymore, Rabbi Yisai, that we were going to go back to Koidim Chet of Eitz Hadas, Odom V'chava began Eden was when, Rabbi Yisai? Kishikdimu Nasev Lenishma. And when did we lose that and revert back to the Chet of Eitz Hadas, Rabbi Yisai? Our Parsha. The Zuama returned the Chet of Ha'egel. It's the same exact chet. It's the repetition of the nachash. It's when a person says, I only buy in when I'm in control, when it fits into my lifestyle, when it fits into what I enjoy, and then and only then can I play the frum game. Or can I allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life? But if it's inconvenient, if it's not something that smells good, if it doesn't fit right, if it's not presentable, if it's not with the culture, bizman hazeh, then I'm out. Is that such a foreign avodah zarah, Rabbi Yisai? Is this a chet ha'egel that has no relationship to our life, Rabbi Yisai? Do we really, mamish, look at the door of the midbar and say, oh my gosh, what idiots? Or do we say, no, that has a shaykhus to my lifestyle? Is history just repeating itself? From the Nachash to Maimon Har Sinai and Chet Ha'Egel to the story of Megillas Esther to now? There's a Chiddush in this Medrash. There's a Shiloh over here that relates to me. What does the Megala Amuko say? One of my favorite farts, Rabbi say. Chava defends herself and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not my fault. What's Chava's Lashon? HaNochash Heishiani. What's that word, Heishiani? The Nochash fooled me, the Nochash tricked me. Megala Mukos says, let's break down that word, Heishiani. Take the words Heishiani and move around the Oisius. You know what it means? HaNochash Yesh Ani. Yeah, there's Hashem. But there's also Ani. Heshiani is Oisiyos HaYesh Ani. There's also me. I also matter. I have to be a shutuf over here. It has to be what makes sense to me. And that's the Milchama Ba'amalek. Midor Dor Rabbi Yisai. This is something that speaks to each and every one of us. Hey Shiani, we have Nechoshim. We have this Machlokes. On Purim, there's a level of clarity, Rabbi Yisai, because you know what? Because we got it. Because Mordechai gave a Musar Shmuz to Esther that enabled her to fight against Haman. How did he empower her? What did he say? There was two words that he said to her. That was the ability to mamish be mevatel any influence of the nochosh of Haman, of the Chet Ha'Egel, and that was what? Mi yoideya im la'ez kazoyis. Enough with your das, competing with the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Enough with you being mishatif, your das, with the das of Hashem. I don't believe in das this, das Torah, das yes, das yerem, das dus. It's dati, lani es dati. I don't want to play the game. I'm not interested. Mi yoideya adilo yoda. Mordechai was the first one who introduced adilo yoda to be mevatel your das, Rabbi Yisai, to say, I'm not a shutov. I don't control this world. I am here to be mevatel myself to the Rabbi Yisrael Olam. I am here to say one phrase, and that is what? Nase, I will do v'nishma, and then I'll learn weiter afterwards. I will act because the Rabbi Shalom said, it doesn't have to make sense to me. It doesn't have to be mistaber. It doesn't have to be rational. It doesn't have to be presentable. It doesn't have to look good. It's Rotzon HaToyro. It's Rotzon HaBoyre. Sounds harif. Sounds crazy. That's what stopped the Nochosh. The Nochosh sounds crazy.
When you break it down, Rabbi Yisai, when you all look through our parsha, when you really analyze Achita Ego, like you all started in this year, that's crazy. When you think about Chava, what in the world was she thinking? She created and brought death to the world. And we want to know how we can be Makar of the Geula. It's black on white. It's right in front of us. It's the same thing repeating itself. It's every story in Jewish history. It's one question. Are you being Mishatef? Another shame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you accept that that's Avodah Zarah also? That's Avodah Hashem. That's Nasav and Nishma. That's Parshas Kisisa. A Hemshech of the story of Purim. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom teaches us in every generation, again and again. Bilti LaHashem Levadoi. Just him. It sounds charif, it sounds crazy, but it's so emistic and so poshut. We just don't want to accept it. Because it's anti the culture and the society that we live in. Development. Control. Being advancement. Hierarchy. Being a shutof. To make what? Rabbi Yisai, my life is in order to make what? To make partner. What is the translation of shutof? I have to make partner. Chas v'shalom, not making partner. Avad, you should make partner. But to make partner in your mind. That's my goal. To make partner with God. That's the story of Purim. The Yisem Kelakim. Haman got the tabas and he made partner. He made partner. Whatever Rabbi Yisai. There's a chiddush here. Yoshua is coming to tell us. Anytime you interact with Hamalek, be careful. Even the frum of the frum, Rabbi Yisai, I'm speaking to myself over here. They want you to be partner. And that is something that seeps into Klal Yisrael midor dor. Tachas HaShemayim, the day-to-day life, Rabbi Yisai, there could be you, there could be Yeshani, and there could be the Rabbi Nishaloylom. But we now, Mitzashem, are Koyre the Parsha. And the Parsha that the Mitakin of Chet HaEgel is what? Zokt Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, what's the metakin of Chet HaEgel, Rabbi Yisai? What do we have to lay before Parshas HaChodesh? Parshas Parah. Something which Echgema v'hir choyka mimeni. You could be the smartest man alive, but at the end of the day, it's above and beyond my das. It's not going to be a function of what makes sense to me, what sits well with me, and that's going to be the reason I pursue it. Absolutely not. It's paraduma, and that's the only thing, Zokt Rashi, Zokt Chazal, that can mamish wipe up the schmutz and the dung of Egel. A parsha of paraduma. A parsha of something that's beyond me. And that's going to be metaher. Paraduma, Rabbi Yisai, Parshas Para, is not just a technicality that before we bring the Korban Pesach, we have to make sure that we're pure. Because if that would be the case, then let's lane it after Parshas HaChodesh. But we're not doing that. We're putting it closer to what? Melchemes Amalek. Because there's something that Amalek has imbued within you, has influence within you. That needs to be eradicated, that needs to be cleansed, that it needs to be ha'ima ba u'mekaneach etz kol atzoya shel Amalek. Shel Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel that Yehoshua is teaching us in our parsha is already a function of Parshas Shalach. Call a spade, Zokt Yehoshua. Call milchama an yishomea, even though I don't see anyone fighting with them. Even though I don't see any enemies over here. Zokt Yehoshua, I know deep down where this is coming from. This has the same sound as what I was the leader in battling. In Megillah Daf Beis, Yirmu Kefes Choyma, and Parshas B'Shalach, the beginning of Melchemes Amalek.
Moreover, Rabbi say, it's simple, but it's so complex. And this is the yisoid of life. This is the yisoid of what a person needs to be emistic about. Of who's mevatel to who. Who's being mevater to who. Who's being mevatel themselves to who. Or is it only in a maisa shituf? Mirtza Hashem, Rabbi say, we could take these kriyas. We can take these parshas, we can take this avoida, and not make a Purim yontif that we had a lot of fun, Rabbi Sai. But don't make that a one-night stand. Don't make that like a day in and a day out. It's just so short. My kids were complaining that Purim doesn't have the 7 days like every other yontif. Don't make it just like, oh, that was great, and then we'll wait till next year Purim. No. How is the Purim being mashpi on you? How is the Purim going to change who you really are? That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us immediately after Purim. With our Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, with a word from Yehoshua, with a Parshas Para, Hashem Rabbeisai. We should all be changed individuals. We should all be makbid on making partner. And making sure we stay safe, very far away from this ideology. And understand how relatable this parsha of Chet HaEgel truly, truly is. Very good.